You're listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show,
where it's always morning in America, even in the afternoon.
Here we are, more full moon readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium from right here in North Conway. And you actually said you had a couple of events coming up, something else that you'd like to mention.
There's a lot on the radar right now. I think everybody survived the snow, or we think that we're safe right now, right. So people are booking things. This coming Tuesday, I'm at the Soaking Pot, which is right here in Settlers Green.
Awesome.
Phenomenal. I did a foot soak yesterday. If you go to my website, Sarah Moore Enlightened Horizons, there's one of me videoing myself as I'm doing it, but I'm so stinking excited. Like, I'm a little giddy. There's a second one where I'm after my soak and I'm more relaxed.
Now you're more relaxed.
Yeah, it worked.
Before and after effect.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't show you during. And so that is on Tuesday. And what we're doing is a guided meditation with a foot soak. And the whole goal of that one is detoxing from the people that might be toxic in your life, the beliefs that might be toxic, or just the weight and the burden of this winter. So there's two sessions. One is 4 to 5 and the second is 6 to 7. As of yesterday, there were only 3 spots left in the first and 5 in the second. So go online to thesoakingpot.com or call them or come by and get your name on the list. I'm doing another one in May, which is called Shedding Weight, which were the weight of the world that's on your shoulders, not actually physical pounds. We're going to do the emotional side to that.
Very cool.
And then Friday, April 26th, I will be at the Animal Refuge League in Greater Portland. Mm-hmm. My friend Kathleen Stone is a phenomenal psychic medium, and we donate all the proceeds to the animals, to the Animal Refuge League. And awesome. They've raised so much money. They're in a $5 million facility. Wow. That is better than my home. Like,
yeah,
these animals.
Right.
I'm like, can I just stay with that dog that's waiting for adoption? But they move these dogs out so fast, and it's phenomenal.
Excellent.
So, and then I also have a couple other galleries. June 1st, there's one for Denmark Arts, which is a first time for us going there.
Very cool. Yeah. Beautiful little art.
Yeah, it's going to have like sort of a, not a bistro setting, cabaret style seating.
Okay.
And Kathleen Stone and I will be there. That's June 1st. So you can go on their website or give them a call.
Yeah. And if you guys out there haven't been to one of the galleries, I went to one of them recently and they are outstanding. How much fun
Thanks.
Are those?
I have a blast.
Yeah.
Well, Kathleen and I are on stage and we just connect with the audience and your spirits that are around you kind of raise their hands for us. We describe them and we wait for someone to claim them, so to speak.
Right.
And if you don't claim them, we're still going to keep talking. And at the end, you're like, oh, that was my mom. Like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it's always the next day. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and we've had that happen. Like, oh, that was my grandma. And we did have one woman say, I asked her, did your grandmother have the wrong name on the headstone? And she still didn't acknowledge it. And at the very end, she raised her hand. She goes, yeah, she changed her name and we put her original name on the headstone.
Wow.
Like, that's a win for the psychics.
Yeah, there it is. That's the hit for the psychics, for
yes.
sure. And again, I want to remind you, too, if you text in today and you would like Sarah to expand on one of the readings, because we go through rapid fire trying to get as much as possible, you can contact her through her Facebook page, of course, or you can go to enlightenedhorizons.com and you can book a full session with Sarah and perhaps you can expand a little bit
Absolutely.
On what you're seeing. Let's get a couple in here before we have to do a news break. Caitlin texting in from Berlin. Her grandmother passed away about 10 years ago, actually this May, 10 years this May, wondering if the grandmother's around.
Yeah, I feel like the grandmother is so relieved to be in heaven. She makes my left knee hurt and I feel like I collapse down to my left hand side. And I feel like it was like a crawl across the finish line for that grandmother. And I feel like so many people didn't want her to die because they loved her so much. But she was like, I gotta go. And I get such peace. And I also get you were one of the few that accepted that. It was hard for you, but you let her pass.
Yeah. Okay. That one goes out. Who was that before? Oh, gosh. This is the worst job. That's what Jen. That one goes up.
Caitlin. That one I remembered.
Caitlin.
Amazing.
That one is to Caitlin. This one is to Jen.
Okay.
Jen from North Conway. Sorry, everybody's texting in. Gosh, that's my one job, and I blew it today.
You want to trade?
No.
Okay.
They don't want to hear from me. Trust me. Jen from North Conway texts in, wants to know if you see anything regarding new career prospects happening over the summer.
No, not right now. And you have free will. You can change anything I say. When I say no, you don't have to I can't take that job. If something phenomenal presents itself, go for it. But I don't think you're going to find anything better than where you are right now. I would rather you know what kind of structure you want. Do you want to have 3 paid weeks vacation? Do you want to have shorter work days, working nights? What do you want your life to look like? And then ask for a career that will come in and fit that mold.
Okay, there you go. We're going to take a quick news break right now. I'm going to regain my composure here. And we'll get back all the texts coming in. We'll try to get through as many as possible. We'll go real rapid fire style. And remember, if you are texting in, especially if it's for the first time, make sure you text in your first name and the city that you are from. And of course, your question. That number is 603-356-9145. We'll be back. It's Magic.
These are the White Mountains. And Magic 104 knows all about them.